Why do you not pay respect and give credit to Lord Shiva, Jesus Christ, and so on? Well, damn. I'm sorry, my friend, because I was honestly not aware that all of existence needs to be handled exclusively in terms of your chosen symbols and frameworks of reference. What I drop here, does it overlap with the message of your deities, prophets, and so on? Certainly it does. These are universal patterns at the heart of it all. However, it's not exclusive to that particular framing. And with this, we enter a third type of people you will encounter, aside the self-promoters and the anonymous contributors we've discussed earlier. We come to the middle ground of adherents, believers, devotees, followers. Among the followers, there are those equipped with the finer fits, and you typically find them having their fits with their wits online when conversations do not adhere to their preferred terminologies and do not unfold with due reference and reverence to their frame of conditioned understanding. So what's happening here with all the awfully serious fanboys and fangirls? What happens and why there is such an attitude out there is they take these frameworks, cast themselves into roles in these frameworks, the student of the teacher, the one who made the right choice and understood the truth, etc. Basically taking these insights and taking the organizations, the structures, the lines of transmissions around them as props for their own egos. Religions have done that since the dawn of time. Take a particular frame of insights, legislation, enforce it, because you have the divine mandate. Exactly the same thing, just now in a more loosely woven spiritual framework. All sorts of traditions promulgating online, and their followers very upset if you do not respect their authorities. What you say is just bewildering to the masses. If you know of all these things from before, why not return to the fold, conform, refer the ancient gurus and the scripture, etc., etc. Be a good specimen in the tradition instead of doing a sort of a freestyle transmission that you do. It's fundamentally confusing. You just bewilder people. Look, my friend, there is nothing fundamentally bewildering in there if you actually just look at it for what it is instead of trying to interpret it in terms of your specific niche of understanding. If you are unable to recognize a thing when called by a different word, synonyms we call them, right? Then for sure it's very bewildering, but it's not bewildering because of the underlying communication itself. It's bewildering because you are fixated on a particular way of understanding. You only hear and understand the idiomatic expressions of your framework of your tradition, and you establish them as absolute as the underlying understanding. But that's just not the way it works. Your symbols, semantic and otherwise, they are not the same as the things being referenced by these symbols. Reality itself is not contained within your frames of language. So please try to accommodate alternative namings, alternative symbols, paintings, references to the same thing. Look at what is instead of what should be said according to what you have learned. Yes, I can certainly reference your Vijnana Bhairava Tantras in the original Sanskrit, and would you like me to quote the New or Old Testament in Aramaic, Hebrew, Latin, or the classical Greek? But I just really don't feel like playing these games of yours when you have chosen to comprehend in a tunnel. I'll drop you a reference if it helps you snap out of it, but I'm not playing the epistemic game of only your scripture and the sayings of your gurus are valid information. So that's all there. If you need to be a follower, adherent, devotee, etc., well, that's all right, but please try to be a broad-minded, good, respectful fanboy and fangirl that your teachers, masters, and lineage would actually be proud of, instead of being an obnoxious little twat debating on the internet with anyone who is not your guru, even if people actually have a significantly longer background than you do. So, check your cards, play accordingly.